senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Monday, everybody. Crab Diving Live. We are streaming at you from Pensacola, Florida, El Redneck Riviera, USA.
Nine!
For listening. Yeah,
I'm. Right.
I'm Florida. Thanks for joining us this lovely Monday. Whether you're listening as a podcast, downloaded from your favorite your favorite podcast application, or whether you are listening as a rerun on the streaming network at crabdiving.com/listen or live.
Yes.
Or you, what's the third? Live listeners. Hey, what's going on?
Right.
We appreciate you putting in every moment of your... do I sound distracted? Maybe because...
No, you don't.
Getting error messages
here. Oh, really? But, really?
Fuck
technology. God damn it.
For all that shit, and thanks especially this wonderful holiday, Christo Kwanzaa.
Yes.
Et cetera.
Christo
season.
Kwanzaa.
Christmas Kwanzaa and Hanukkah.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
This season, if you're buying shit for people, buy it through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon. We get a little commissione. Does
Yay.
Not cost you anything.
That's right, Pat.
Just helps us out here, and we appreciate it.
Everyone is winning in America right now. We're all so free, and everything's great, right? Everything's
free
perfect.
As fuck. I feel really free, don't you?
God, you know, I'm sure we're going to get to it, but God, that little Clarence Thomas is such a fucking bitch. You're a bitch! You are! I'm not getting paid enough! Please let me take speaking engagements! Please give me a salary raise! Fuck you! That's who you are, correct? Did I misread?
Commie Pinko Liberal.
Effete.
HuffPo.
God, fuck him.
New Thomas Expose. Clarence interviews and newly unearthed documents reveal that Thomas, facing financial strain, privately pushed for a higher salary and to allow Supreme Court justices to take speaking fees.
Anita Hill's like, I told you so, motherfuckers. No one listened to me.
Including the current president.
That's right.
In early January 2000, Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas was at a five-star beach resort in Sea Island, Georgia.
Yes.
There's a five-star beach resort in Sea Island, Georgia?
Right. Right.
Where do you know where Sea Island, Georgia
is? It's got to be... Well, I was just going
to...
I was going to say around... God, where is they? They have alligators all over the golf courses. Jekyll Island. Jekyll Island. Yeah.
It is halfway between Savannah and Jacksonville, Florida.
That's correct. I'm right. I'm correct.
I don't know any of these other places.
Well, I do. Name them.
Amelia Island?
Absolutely, Pat. I've heard of it.
Brunswick Dock Junction?
You know, Brunswick is...
Woodbine.
I tell you
Woodbine,
what.
Woodbine, Georgia.
No, I don't know about that, but Brunswick, Georgia, and if anyone's listening, I, no offense, but, you know, they really fucked up having a coast. You know what I mean? Because I believe Brunswick, it's gross as shit there. It's all factories and stuff, a lot of smokestacks and shit. It's like, why did you do that to that area? But it's Georgia, so... It makes sense. Right.
Yeah, but I'll bet right across a bunch of rivers, not too far away, is something called Glen Haven. And I'm willing to bet that Glen Haven is where all the people that own the factories live, and all the people that work in the factories
I would think
right next to the factories.
Let me describe, here's a good way to here's what New Brunswick is. It's little Gary, Indiana. Oh, Gary, Indiana. That kind of feel. You know, I don't know if you remember what the coast.
I smell the Michigan. I mean, I remember.
It's not just the smell though. I love it. It was the fact
that's on the sign.
Yeah. If you go,
welcome to Gary. It's not just the smell.
Well, you're choking too when you're reading it. Have you been to the beach there, the lakefront?
Well, you better use quotes around beach.
Well, yeah. I've been. They have a beach. They absolutely have a fucking beach, right. And it tastes like sulfur.
Because it is.
Right, and I'm not tasting, and I don't want to taste it. Right. But I'm trying to
explain
the kind of pollution that is in Gary, Indiana.
Well, I think they may have cleaned
bullshit. Some of that up. No fucking way. I would have to go there and take a whiff myself. I don't fucking believe that at all. There's no way. Gary, Indiana, let me explain. Gary, Indiana is so fucked. Like, the only movie I ever did, it was a science fiction movie. And, of course, we shot on the beach there.
Dystopian future.
The art department can stay home.
Clarence, almost a decade on the court, Thomas had grown frustrated with his financial situation. According to friends, he had recently started raising his young grandnephew, and Thomas's wife was soliciting advice on how to handle the new expenses the month before.
What the fuck are we talking about?
The justice had borrowed $267,000 from a friend to buy a high-end RV. Well, why
are you doing
here's
that?
Something for you.
Yeah. Why
do you need to buy a high-end RV?
What does Jenny Thomas do? What does his fucking wife do when she's not insurrecting?
She's a consultant.
Okay, she's a consultant, and he's a scrotus. I don't give a shit. I don't buy any of this at face value, what you're reading. I don't understand how somebody in a household of that kind of dual income has that, just because they're having to look after their grandchild. Are you shitting me?
Because nobody had bought him yet.
No, he was still making. Was he making?
No, I'm saying he was looking at the other, corrupt SCOTUSes probably.
Where's my fucking money?
And being like, well, I gotta get me some of this money.
Yeah. So I feel like this article is not characterizing the saying financial strain. That's implying.
Right. Well,
they're not poor.
They say he borrowed 267 G's. For an RV.
Rewrite this shit.
I'm sorry you're so strained.
I take issue with how this article is going and how it's characterizing his financial situation. God.
And the stabling fee for my 7 horses.
Yeah, I gotta fucking...
How am I supposed to pay that?
What about your buddy Harlan? Well, you didn't know him yet, maybe.
Congress should give Supreme Court justices a pay raise. Who did he tell? Oh, he found himself seated next to a Republican member of Congress on the flight home. The two men talked, and the lawmaker left the conversation worried that Thomas might resign. Congress should give Supreme Court justices a pay raise, Thomas told him. If lawmakers didn't act, quote, one or more justices will leave soon.
Oh, my God.
Maybe next year. At the time, what year was this?
Is that all it takes?
2000-ish. 2000. Okay. In the year 2000, Thomas's salary was $173,600.
Oh, fuck you, Clarence.
Which is equivalent to over $300K today. Oh, you poor thing.
You can live on that. Thing. No, but I understand. If you have things like RVs, how many boats do you have, you dumb fuck? What's your credit card bills like? What is your lifestyle?
He was one of the least wealthy members of the court, however, and on multiple occasions in that period, he pushed for ways to make more money. In private conversations, Thomas repeatedly talked about removing a ban on justices giving paid speeches.
This is so stupid. This is so blatant. He's rolling on ecstasy with that Buck Harlan in Indonesia somewhere on a boat. God knows what this man's up to. He didn't give a shit about being a scrotus. Damn.
Congress never lifted the ban on speaking fees or gave justices a major raise, but in the years that followed,
yes,
according to ProPublica, Thomas accepted a stream of gifts from friends and acquaintances that appears to be unparalleled in the modern history of the Supreme Court.
In the modern history! What does that mean? Back in the day, they're like, hey, dirtbag, here's a plantation and my wife.
What was going on?
God, and probably slaves and shit.
Yeah.
God, this country is just fucked up garbage right now.
Some defrayed living expenses, large and small, private school tuition, vehicle, batteries, tires, other gifts from a coterie of ultra-rich men.
Excuse me.
Supplemented his lifestyle.
Stop. Vehicle batteries? What?
When he needs a car battery.
Shut up. They're under warranty. Most of the time when you buy a battery from someplace, it's under fucking warranty anyway. God. What in the shit?
What if you have 9 cars?
That's true. You can't jump your own car, you fuck.
Free international vacations on a private jet and super yachts.
Woo!
Dallas real estate billionaire Harlan Crow.
Hell yeah! Thank you, Harlan! Thank you so much for everything you're doing to keep everybody's vaginas locked up and property of the fucking state.
I love this next sentence.
Yeah.
Precisely what led so many people to offer Thomas money and other gifts remains an open question.
Fuck you. Huh. God, that's hilarious.
Wow. What?
Where are you reading from?
This is the HuffPost.
Jesus.
Well, okay, so
who is this journalist?
What led so many people to offer Thomas money and other gifts? What would lead someone to offer a Supreme Court justice?
It's like this though. He's exploiting. He's extorting that money because he's like, if you don't give me shit, if you don't give me speaking engagements, if you don't give me trips, I am quitting. Well, listen, I'm quitting and I'm not going to vote. You're going to have some liberal in there and you're not going to get my vote anymore. I don't give a fuck. That's what he did. That is crazy.
And he probably did it during a Democrat administration.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
No, 2000.
Leverage.
It was before the election. Probably. So that was Clinton, right?
You know, yeah, this is not, this is what I think, for what it's fucking worth. I think this is more about how we are choosing who in the shit is going to be on the court. Because, boy oh boy, they really fucked it up, didn't they? They really fucked this one up. I mean, how in the shit... Why would you have a vetting process if you're just going to let this Slytherin fuck be a SCOTUS who was so outwardly horrible during the confirmation hearing and he hasn't disappointed? Good job, you fucks. Good fucking work on that one, right? I mean, shit, that's what this is about. They got to change the way they do this.
Oh, listen to this. Well, there's no evidence that the justice ever raised the specter of resigning with Crow or his other wealthy benefactors. George Priest, a Yale Law School professor who has vacationed with Thomas and Crow.
Ew!
Very unbiased.
Sounds like fun!
Very unbiased.
Ew!
Says he believes Crow's generosity was never intended to influence Thomas's views, but rather to make his life more comfortable.
Ooh, quote, yes!
He views Thomas as a Supreme Court justice as having a limited salary, so he provides benefits for him.
That's exactly what we don't want, everybody.
Doesn't Sotomayor have the same salary?
Yes.
Is Harlan providing benefits for her?
No. No. Do you know why?
Doesn't Elena Kagan have the same salary?
Yes. And the answer to the next question is no. Because those two people you mentioned are serious people. Those are boring people. Right? What time does Sotomayor go to bed at night? 8. 9. Something like 8 o'clock. Who fucking knows? Clarence Thomas is up. He's in Indonesia at some, like, sex fuck farm somewhere with his buddy Harlan Crow and whoever that Jack Priest is. Oh, my God. What? These rich, corrupt motherfuckers. Oh, I mean, please.
I'm saying,
please.
I agree with you. There's just no evidence.
And that's why Sotomayor's a serious person that obviously cares about her fucking job. She's writing, she wrote a children's book, for fuck's sake. She's not like, you know what I mean? It's as if the why is it that the liberal justices aren't into this shit? Answer me that. Right? Because they're not.
Right.
Why? It's a relevant question because it's all on the other side. So why are they like that?
Let's see. Blah, 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 blah. It received dozens of expensive gifts throughout the 2000s, sometimes coming from people he'd met only shortly before. Thomas met Earl Dixon, the owner of a Florida pest control company.
Yes.
While getting his RV serviced outside Tampa in 2001.
Okay.
$267,000 RV, apparently.
Yay!
The next year, Dixon gave Thomas $5,000 to put towards his grandnephew's tuition.
How much?
5 G's.
Went to what school? To where? Where does his grandnephew go?
Thomas did report that payment on his disclosure.
Okay, good.
Larger gifts, however, went undisclosed.
Yes.
Paid. Harlan Crowe paid for 2 years of private school, private high school, which tuition rates indicate would have cost roughly $100,000.
My God.
Unreported. In 2008, another wealthy friend forgave, quote, a substantial amount or even all of the principal on the loan Thomas had used to buy the $250,000 RV.
You know, here's the thing. Oh, my God. Here's the thing about this Clarence Thomas. This guy is a con man, and this guy is a con man, and the marks are us, and the mark is all these Congress people. He's like, you better get me this shit or else. This guy's on the SCOTUS, and he looks at his job as he's a fucking con artist. That's how poorly the people that voted to confirm this fuck did a bad fucking job on this one.
Much of the Thomas's leisure time was also paid for by a small set of billionaire businessmen who bought the justice and his family on free vacations around the world.
What is this statement? A small set of billionaire businessmen. Well, that's time to light up the torches because billionaire businessmen, particularly a small set of them, shouldn't exist. They should not exist in this fucking country.
Billionaires don't need to exist.
No, not at all.
By 2019, justices' pay hadn't changed beyond keeping up with inflation. But Thomas's views had apparently transformed from 2 decades before. That June, during a public appearance, Thomas was asked about salaries at the court. He said, oh, goodness, I think it's plenty. My wife and I are doing fine. We don't live extravagantly.
You have a $200,000
$250,000
house car. You have a fucking $250,000 house with turn signals, you wacko.
Right. And and spend a week swimming at Whakatane Beach down somewhere in
Whakatane Beach.
Where the age of consent is 11.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know. What is it? I wonder what it's like to go on a trip with Harlan, getting a private plane, flown somewhere weird. Get off the thing, go on a boat, and what, like, find indigenous people to rape and throw overboard? What do they do there, these creeps?
Let's play colonizers.
God, we're the best ones.
Let's recreate. Yeah. Let's LARP colonizers.
Oh, it's us. That's easy. Oh, my God. Yeah, really, I mean... Where's the stories about Ruth Bader Ginsburg? Please, quickly look them up. Quickly.
Right.
Quickly. Jesus. It's all the fucking conservative justices. It is all on their side. It is all in their house.
Even if it's not, fuck them.
Right.
I mean, that's the difference between us and them. That's why most of us think fucking Menendez should quit.
Yeah, go fuck off, Bob.
Gold Bar Bob should bail.
Yes.
It's not looking good.
I mean, listen, they don't, the Republicans are so fucking fucked up. I mean, they're obviously opportunistic. I mean, George, what, Santos expelled because he has some indictments.
Right.
Who's going to be there? Who's going to be their nominee for the primary? Nobody's got more indictments than that fuck.
Is your gay god going to come and save you?
No. No.
Rick Wiles in the house.
Right.
Morning.
Right, Rick. I'm actually worried gay god is wait, who is that?
Rick Wiles?
That's Rick Wiles. I always thought I used to get him mixed up with the American Family Corporation, Christian Family Fuck a Raping Station, whatever they were.
Narrow it down.
We used to do
Pat Robertson.
No. We used to do stories about this guy all the time. He was the president of the group, then he got in trouble and they demoted him and something like that. I don't fucking know.
Again, narrow it down.
I was just
Falwell?
No, not that prominent.
Falwell Jr.?
American Family Council. No, not
Tony Perkins?
No. Not that creepy. more like, and this guy's very concerned about gay people. That's why sometimes I think he's Rick Wiles. Like,
I can't think.
It's an OG Christian we talked about. An OG lunatic. Mm. Pre Greg Locke, pre
tongue speaker?
No. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to just think.
Do you ever feel like Christmas has been hijacked?
Hey, where's Christian?
Yes.
How's he doing? Is he okay?
Oh, he's fine. Really?
He's just fine. He's sucking dick behind the tree. He's joined Satan.
I don't understand. You know, I'm an actor. Not like Kirk Cameron, obviously, but, you know, I went to... Yeah, I haven't acted in a while.
Have a different trajectory.
I still think
if you had gotten that role.
Yeah. Oh, yes. It's sitting down. Guys, I'm upset that this person from Playboy is doing our show or some weird shit like that. What kind of wacko dominionist are you?
You'd be like, I have 7 Playboy models that I can introduce you to if you're looking for.
Yeah, right. I mean, God, Kirk. Wow. Man, I forgot my point. It wasn't Kirk Cameron. Damn, who the fuck is it? I feel like it's Richard something. And I don't know that that's right. Damn.
At Rated R Comedy or at Crab Diving, if you can remember what who Ryan's talking about.
Nobody knows.
I can't narrow it down.
American Family. He's always says, I'm sorry, American Family. American Christian. Something like that. I can't believe you don't know who this is. When you figure out who the fuck it is, it's going to make you nuts because we talked about him. We used to talk about him all the time. Oh, it's just another Krista cunt. Whatever. Jeez.
Let me see.
God, Clarence, you know, here's what you need on the SCOTUS. And I do not mean this in a negative way. You need people that seem boring, at least seem boring. You know what I mean? That seem like they have spent more time reading books than normal people. You know what I mean? That might be a good thing to think about. Because it just doesn't sound like a guy that behaves like this, Clarence Thomas, is a very serious person. What he did to
Glenn Beck.
No. No, he's not
less famous than Glenn Beck. Less famous. Drops of this guy?
Yes. Not Glenn Beck and American Family.
I have drops of this.
American Family, something like that. And he was particularly concerned about gay people and gay marriage.
And I've had people say, hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with gays in the military. Look at the Greeks. Well, you know, they did have people come along who they loved. It was the same sex and would give them massages before they went into battle.
I wonder what Louis is doing. He kind of faded away after he lost that election.
You know what? I think if I'm in a bunch of weird ass, I don't know, Greek armor or whatever the fuck, and I am about to have to go into battle, that's the last thing I'm thinking about. Honestly, I can't think of anything more terrifying. It's like, I gotta go cut up some people. Oh, yes, I'll take a massage. I don't know.
Massages.
What? You know your history, Louis.
Oh, yeah.
From who, though? Who taught you history? That's the question that's never been asked.
Over to the Drudge Report.
Yay!
The headlines there.
The American Family Foundation or some shit like that.
Pentagon mission to protect Red Sea, it says.
And the guy would always be like, homosexual marriage.
Are you sure that's not Rick Wiles?
Yeah. He's not as anti-Semitic as Rick.
To say homosexual marriage.
Rick's like, wait a second. Nobody's like me. How dare you?
Coach Dave?
No. Not as, like, Coach Dave is very bare bones. This guy had a whole organization. And he did something to piss someone off. And he got demoted. Like, he went too far on his network. He said something totally crazy. So it wasn't the president anymore of that organization. But he still retained his show. I swear.
Who is that
fucking guy?
Brian.
Yes. Yes.
Brian.
Brian. Yeah. Shit.
I think it's
Brian Williams from NBC.
I remember now who you're talking about.
Is it Richard? Brian.
But Pentagon,
yes,
U.S. and a host of other nations are creating a new force to protect ships transiting the Red Sea that have come under attacks by drones and ballistic missiles.
Yay!
Fired from Houthi-controlled areas of Yemen.
That's right, Pat.
Our Secretary of Defense.
Lloyd Austin.
Very good. Announced early Tuesday in Bahrain.
Oh, oui.
The seriousness of the attacks, several of which have damaged vessels, has led multiple shipping companies to order their ships to hold in place and not enter the Bab el-Mandeb Strait.
Right.
Until the security situation can be addressed. Well, I get that. That's,
yeah, cool. Well, good luck with the addressing the security situation.
What's going on with these fucking Houthis? What's
the Houthis are... Aren't the Houthis armed by... either Hezbollah or Iran.
Yeah, probably.
And they're just like, shoot at these people for us.
The Iranians.
I mean, you know, you remember Rachel Maddow's report she did about this? It was like a few weeks ago. And she was talking about how the media covers this thing in just the context of Gaza and Israel. But what's really happening is there's more violence in the Middle East. And more, like, bases, American bases are getting, like, shot at and shit, you know?
Right, right.
I don't know what the point of that is. He's just like, it's a lot, it's, there's more going on. I would always say.
It's gray, like.
Here's a safe bet. There's more going on than I know about in the Middle East. That's probably always a statement I can say safely.
So those are the headlines. The headlines at the Drudge.
Yay! Good news all around. Everything is just fine.
Did you see Roseanne?
No. I did not.
Oh, man. She has really left the building. I mean...
Let me ask you something. This is serious. Is Roseanne and Randy Quaid the same person at this point?
I mean, prove they're not.
If you're writing a movie about all of this, why don't we just combine those characters and save time on dialogue?
I'm sure they'll be starring in something together sometime soon.
Sure.
Their career trajectory.
Listen, man.
Gone the same direction.
You better wear your vest in that green room.
Comedian,
yeah,
excuse me, and vocal Donald Trump supporter Roseanne Barr,
yay,
went on an unhinged rant on Saturday that left even the right-wing Turning Point USA, isn't that
the Nazis,
Charlie Kirk's little brigade, that left even them in complete and awkward silence.
Good job. What the fuck did this guy say? I'm sorry.
Brian Fisher.
Brian Fisher, thank you. Now my brain can go on from that. Oh, how disappointing, too. That's it. It was just Brian Fisher.
I just did a quick search on our website.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Brian and
remember that? We don't talk about that guy.
Well, he got demoted, and I don't even know if he's still doing his...
Brian Fisher. America's Christian Fuckbot Network or whatever the fuck he said. His thing used to be homosexual marriage. He used to be called homosexual marriage or sodomy marriage or some shit like that. He was all he talked about was gay people like 24/7.
I just look for Brian Fisher. It says American Family Association fires Brian Fisher after Hitler and homosexuality remarks.
Well, hey, you guys,
pro enough.
Well, listen, you'd fire Trump because all he's doing is going out and quoting Hitler right now.
God, there's not much going on with Brian Fisher these days. I don't know what he might be up to.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. I was sitting here thinking, what could he be up to? I mean, he could be dead. There's always that. And you know, hopefully not, because geez.
It says he's still alive.
Oh, good. Thank goodness. Thank you.
72. Mm-hmm. Lives in Oklahoma.
Boo! Oh, he's just loving it.
Conservative radio host, blogger, political activist.
Okay. Political activist.
In 2004, he co-founded the Keep the Commandments Coalition.
A coalition.
With three Ks.
What's your mission statement? We've got shit written on concrete slabs in courthouses that can't leave. They must stay where they are. God.
A group dedicated to keeping a Ten Commandments monument in Julia Davis Park in Boise, Idaho.
God, what a mission. God, you're making the world a better place. Don't cure cancer or anything. Just keep on with that one. Good. That's useful.
He said welfare destroyed the African-American family by offering financial rewards to women who have more children out of wedlock, thereby incentivizing fornication rather than marriage, and creating disastrous social consequences of people who rut like rabbits.
You're comparing people to animals. Wow.
There we go. We miss Brian Fisher, I guess. Oh,
Brian, I see your fascism. I do.
Yeah, I don't know. There's nothing remotely new.
Yeah. Hey, Brian, you kind of, I mean, I don't know if you've been following our show, but I mean, this, I would say, who's more interesting than him? Like, just, I could rattle off Rick Wiles. I would say Greg Locke, of course. Dead Rush Limbaugh's dead pile of shit and bones, right. Fucking rotted corpses, maybe more interesting than you fuck. I'm Brian Fisher. You should send us a thank you note. Someone's talking about you, you dumb shit.
Focal Point was his radio.
That's it, Fecal Point. Yes.
Yeah, I'm not sure. God, well, I don't know. On this page, it says, I miss working with Brian Fisher, but this doesn't say he's dead.
Who said that?
Well, I don't know. Some co-worker.
Jeez, man.
Where in the world is Brian Fisher, everybody?
Thank God he's gone. I mean, where is Brian?
I don't know that Focal Point is even still on.
Remember the good old days?
Because he did keep his show.
Yes. Yes.
They fired him from his job.
Yes.
Like as the spokesperson for them or something like that.
Yes.
But I thought he kept his job for a while, or his radio show.
I was thinking about it. I mean, he was so like, I don't know. Why are we talking about this guy? It's all my fault.
You couldn't remember it.
I know. It's like, what a great topic on a podcast. Here's some things I can't remember.
Roseanne Barr, speaking of batshit, we were talking about her.
Yes.
She was at, where the fuck is she? Turning Point USA.
God, Roseanne. I mean, you used to be at places like, God, I don't know. You'd be hanging out with George Clooney if you weren't so nuts. You know?
Right.
You'd be friends with Angelina Jolie. You'd be friends with her dad, though. You'd actually have a good time with
right
him.
Right now, I'm sure they are, yeah.
Wait, a bunch of losers that never know how to get a job. I care about them. If we don't stop these horrible communists, do you hear me? Yeah. asking you to hear me. Stalinist!
You know.
Communists!
Give it up for Roseanne, everybody!
With a huge helping!
This is your brain on the wrong drugs.
You know what? She reminds me of Kramer. I forgot his name. What's it? Michael Richards, right? Because...
Oh, when he yelled the N-word?
Yes! Do you think Michael Richards did what Seinfeld did to Seinfeld residuals? Like, what Roseanne is doing to Roseanne residuals? Like, who wants to watch her...
They still run the show.
I know, but like Bill Cosby, what's worse? Who's done worse for their previous series? Bill Cosby, Roseanne Barr.
Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Bill Cosby.
What about Kirk Cameron? Nobody watches Growing Pains. Right. Bill Cosby for sure.
How she's out of her. This is the person running, walking down the street that you gently guide back to the home.
Yeah, this person needs something. Lexapro or.
Communists with a huge helping of Nazi fascists thrown in.
Who is screaming?
It's like,
who is
great grandma you know, up on stage?
This is
sad, right?
Where is this?
Turning Point. I don't know where it's a Turning Point USA.
Imagine. Thing.
Somewhere
bartending at this fucking thing.
Phoenix at Turning Point USA's annual America Fest, Ryan.
Boy, I tell you what, I these days, you know, to steer clear of that shit.
America Fest. Here's a headline at Rolling Stone from 2 days ago. Turning Point USA's America Fest is infested with anti-Semitism. From Holocaust denial to space lasers to white genocide, speakers at Charlie Kirk's patriotic bash have a dim view of the Jews.
where did you read that?
Rolling Stone.
Oh, who wrote that? That's good shit. Let's celebrate them because
Tim Dickinson.
Good job, Tim.
Over at Rolling Stone.
Write a piece on Clarence Thomas and be real about him. You should do that because, geez.
Let's hear the rest of Roseanne. There's more.
Man!
Oh, that's good.
I don't even know what she was saying, but it's
man! Are we sure she's not doing some like Andy Kaufman shit where
she's
like,
a genius?
Let me take
is.
A bow!
Wanting a caliphate.
Caliphate.
I didn't pause it.
Jesus.
This is the reaction.
She's taking a moment. I want to see what this looks like.
This is the reaction she's getting.
To replace every Christian democracy on earth now. Occupy, do you know that?
Occupy, do you know that?
My God. You know, all these people,
yeah,
there's so
someone
many.
Someone needs to lead Great Nana back to the home.
Shame on all these people that just manipulate these dumbasses. Because you said they were even talking about the space lasers.
Apparently, that
you know,
up.
I tell you, I have a friend. A comedian associate who, you know, when there are those fires in Hawaii, you remember that?
Sure, that was Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Right, that's what this guy said. He was like, you know what's going on with those fires? And I said, well, a lot of it's climate change, I would think. He's like, you know, well, or lasers. Like, oh man, you dumbass. You don't have any hope. These people are so fucking stupid. Adults are walking around going, duh, 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 duh. I hope the lasers from space don't burn me down too.
Now.
Oh my God.
Occupy, do you know that?
I played
a bunch of losers.
Roseanne, killing it. She used to be so fucking funny.
What is
right?
Yeah, who is a
Roseanne
Steppen
was funny as
who is the Steppenwolf ensemble member that co-starred with her in the series for years and years and years? Laurie Metcalf. There must be quotes of what Laurie Metcalf has to say about this fucking lunatic.
Yeah.
She must be like, God damn it, Roseanne. My residual checks used to be fucking fatter, and then you turned into like a fucking Tim Allen. Worse Tim Allen. Thank God.
Yeah, I can't imagine she's really, really thrilled.
You know, it's,
but she's doing Broadway.
You know who this is a win for, though? Who is?
Laurie Metcalf.
No, Laurie Metcalf. Yeah. Good. She's like, are you still in touch with Roseanne, Laurie? No!
I'm sure she was off stage here, just waiting.
It's like...
The Caliphate!
But they're her co-stars. John Goodman is a theater person. He is a stage actor. Oh. There is no way in fucking shit he... I mean, what do they have to say about this shit? What about our other co-stars? They're all, like, actor people. God, it is crazy. I all these weird ass actors that go nuts that have television series that were the face of a fucking network. All I did was click on one Bill Cosby fucking thing, and now the algorithm says I get all the Bill Cosby fan pages where the sentiment is, well, he, you know, we can still love his work. You know, a lot of those people were lying. I mean, I can't.
I can still appreciate.
Yeah, I am so tired of commenting on that shit. And saying,
hi,
you know,
Dr. Cosby, how are you? I just finished a pap smear.
Yeah. They must have been like, Mr. Cosby, we want to offer you a part. Now, it's going to sound a little strange because, I don't know, he goes, oh, what is it? Listen, just keep an open mind. We want you to play a gynecologist that lives in his basement.
No. You could be, we want you to play a doctor, he said.
Yeah.
I think I should be a gynecologist.
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry. God.
You don't think the network came up with that one.
No, I think the network knew about it and they came up with it because you know they knew about it. I don't give a fuck. You know they knew about it.
Too many good doctors are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
You know.
Remember when we hated him so much?
Yes, I do. And it says a lot. He lied us into a war. He lied us into a war. And it's like, who was George Bush? We don't remember anymore.
I think part of him was lied to, too, though. I mean, I tend to lay more at like that he was a, you know, a willing dupe to Cheney.
Why? Did we ever get
it? But a dupe and culpable. I'm not trying to remove him.
No, of course. I know.
Culpability.
But my question that's never been answered, I want to know why he sat there still reading that book after he found out that...
They told him to.
To finish reading the book?
Yeah. They're like, look, the plane just hit the World Trade Center and we'll keep you updated. Keep going.
Well, keep going. I'm just trying to put myself.
Like, okay,
think about it. If Biden's doing that, and somebody tells Biden to keep going, I imagine he'd be like, "Wait a second."
Well, but they didn't know it was terrorism at that point. When the second plane hit, then he was like, "I gotta go."
Yeah, it's still. I don't
know.
Care.
It was terrorism.
No,
when
the
first plane hit.
Yeah. I
so
thought he.
So there you go, Roseanne.
Yes.
shocking even the little goose steppers at the turning point.
Yeah, I mean, that's the turning point, USA people.
Yeah,
they are down with, like, what did she say that bothered them?
Nothing interesting. I think they just listen to her.
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
listen to her. The Caliphate.
You know what it is? I think a lot of this is, and I'm not talking about the Charlie Kirk audience. I think they wanted more. You're right. I think our society is just getting so used to people saying weird fascist shit into a microphone that no one even fucking hears it anymore. Honestly.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, fucking Donald Trump is out there every fucking day saying crazy shit like... Hitlerian, not even Hitlerian. He's saying Hitler shit, literally stuff Hitler said.
Right,
Hitler-esque. No one gives a fuck.
Hitler.
No one gives a fuck. It's not being reported about. It's like, I don't think that people, like, we know about it, but I bet you that weird ass independent voters with shitloads of guns don't necessarily know that he's like, we should shoot shoplifters, that he's saying that. Because the media doesn't care anymore because it's boring, because he just says it over and over and over again.
Well, yeah, and you've got, I thought I had a clip of Fox and Friends.
Steve Doocy.
Hey, everybody. maybe I just saw it. I didn't pull it. Fuck. But it's,
yeah.
I can find it here. Kilmeade.
Right.
You know, Trump getting all Hitler-y again.
Yes.
Over the weekend at probably in Iowa, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Either Iowa or New Hampshire.
Boo!
And he's...
Did Doocy shoot through his suit pants or something?
But Kilmeade's trying to cover.
Yeah.
For Trump. Trump used that poisoning the blood of our country line.
Yes.
Again.
Yes. That's not creepy, right? I mean, they poisoning the blood of our country. Our country doesn't have blood, man. It's the country.
I probably have audio of that.
Shit. God. That is. I mean, this stuff this guy is saying, this Hitler is saying, should make everybody...
We got a lot of work to do. You know, when they let, I think the real number is 15, 16 million people into our country, when they do that, we got a lot of work to do. They're poisoning the blood of our country. That's what they've done. They poison mental institutions and prisons all over the world, not just in South America, not just the three or four countries that we think about.
It has to be Iowa, because... They couldn't even find one black friend to put behind him.
You know?
So it's obviously Iowa.
This is just washing over people. It fucking really is. I don't understand how there's any room on the HuffPo to talk about Elon Musk's dumb problems in the EU.
Oh my God.
This guy is saying this shit.
Well, and he's in New Hampshire, by the way. I lied. So, there's they got MAGA hats on and they're holding signs that say live free or die.
Yes, that's cheery, isn't it? Get out the bloody Christmas trees, baby. It's not.
But all
time.
Over the world, they're coming into our country from Africa, from Asia, all over the world. They're pouring into our country. Nobody's even looking at them. They just come in.
Wait, Africa.
That's not a country.
Asia. He said all the brown ones, you know. He knows he didn't say, didn't talk about all the Norwegians that are coming
right
through Canada.
But did he say countries like Africa and Asia?
Well, he said from other countries.
Okay. You know, all right.
Maybe. But yeah, it wouldn't shock me.
Where are the headlines of this? Where's
so
this?
Here's Kilmeade.
Yeah.
Oh, there were headlines on over the weekend about it.
Yeah.
But here's Kilmeade, giving Trump a long, slow hummer, defending Trump. And
right.
Tried to explain. Explain it away.
You can't compare yourself.
Wait, that's the wrong one.
Yeah. It's just like this is the wrong clip of Kilmeade blowing Trump. It's a different.
Listen to an ad first.
God, how long have the cast of Fox and Friends been together? How many centuries?
Fox and Friends.
It seems like this power team has been a thing forever. Kilmeade, Doocy. What's the other one?
Ainsley. Is she still doing it?
Absolutely, Pat. Why wouldn't she be?
Ainsley Earhart?
Yeah.
Is that her name? In a moment, we will have the audio as soon as this ad is done playing.
Yay! Gosh.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Nice!
There's other things going on, too, is that President Lowe over the weekend gave some had a speech, huge rally, unbelievable crowd in New Hampshire. They didn't like his rhetoric. He was talking about the border. He was talking about people coming from other countries, coming from prisons. And they wanted to focus all the Sunday shows, Lawrence, on the word he used, poison. He was just trying to say.
Look at them. They're just focusing on that word poison.
People are
poison the blood. You know, I mean.
Listen, not the president, the Republican nominee for president, most likely, did a speech. and busted out a lot of Hitler quotes, and that's the only thing people are focusing on. I know. Well,
he's so dumb. Kill me. They're just trying to... You know,
hey, we want to keep America, America. We want to build up the border and find out who's coming in and out. And they tried to say that this language was the problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brian, what do you mean by keep America, America?
That's exactly, he wants.
Could you define that for us?
Deportations. Getting rid of people that aren't white, Pat. That's exactly what they mean. I don't know, man. I listened to I wish I hadn't. I got to get rid of the NPR app because Jesus fucking Christ. They got this one, they have this one, these two shows. I'm listening to this one about all these the ISS in Pakistan. They hunt down and kill all these political activists that seek asylum in other countries, and it's just nightmarish.
Oh, yeah.
But they're also, they're talking about what, there's this whole series where they go out and they take out specifically what Trump says in these speeches and what that would mean policy-wise. I like listened to an hour of that, man. I was like, get off me. My God. I am begging people in Florida, do not vote. Do not vote. Don't do it. Don't do it. You're not going to do it right. I swear to fucking God, you're going to fuck it up. Please don't.
Ugh. Although, in a possible second Trump administration.
Yes.
We would get...
You know, my American dream was to be a doctor. And some people would have thought that would be a difficult thing to do from where I came from. But, you know, as a child, I loved medicine. Anything about medicine, Dr. Kildare, Dr. Casey, all those stories on television. I even like going to the doctor's office. And I would gladly have a shot just so I could smell the alcohol swabs. I mean, anything.
It's kind of weird, Dr.
Preston. I get laughing. That's funny, though.
Well, Jesus maybe not Christ. A COVID shot, but yeah. I mean.
Oh, no.
Maybe not the.
Dr. Ben Carson just said maybe not the COVID shot.
I don't understand the guy. I don't understand a guy who goes to medical school. It goes through all that shit to learn all that fucking bullshit. And not only that, he focuses on the brain. He was trained to do brain surgery, right?
Yeah.
How does he?
He was good.
How is he an anti-vaxxer? Is it there?
I just, you know, he lost his mind.
No, it's a pun. Listen, he did brain surgery. Surely there's some shit that he had to buy into in brain surgery that...
You mean science?
Science that...
right?
That would be at odds with how he... Which should make him at odds with how he feels about the vaccine.
I assume he tries to open both holes for entry.
Oh, I see. So you're saying he's being opportunistic.
Yeah, that he says, well, you know... I believe in vaccinations, of course, because, you know, we got rid of measles, we got rid of polio and all this stuff.
Yeah.
But they ran that one through too fast.
Oh, yeah.
And sent it out too fast. And we don't know about this mRNA technology, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, I would bet that's probably how he justifies his
God.
Position. Maybe. I'm just speculating.
No, that makes sense. Do you remember that moment when he wouldn't go on stage?
Well, he didn't hear his name. He missed his name because the crowd was applauding too loud.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Trump walked out and said, hey, thanks, see ya. You're doing great. Walked right by him. Not, hey, Ben, they called your name, go.
Yes.
Trump's like, all right, see ya, bye.
That, yeah. There's a real team effort to really fuck over America on the GOP's part.
Ted Cruz go next? Like, who was, there were one or two of them that passed
by. Yes, yes. You know,
before somebody finally was
could you imagine if you're, I'm not trying to make anybody feel sympathy for Donald Trump,
yeah.
but any, I know, any cabinet position that Ben Carson is ever given by anyone is charity, in my opinion. I can't imagine him being good at anything. And this motherfucker gets a gig, a sweet gig, for whatever reason, to run HUD. And what does he do? He orders a table that's $15,000, $20,000. I would be so mad. I'm like, I gave you a job, you asshole. And what you do on day one is buy this crazy ostentatious fucking table. That's, you know, fuck you, Ben. That's how I'd feel.
Well, Trump was probably like, it's a great table.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, what was it? What did we ever see a picture of it? Is it a great table?
I don't know if there might have been a picture.
Yeah. One of his one. I've always wanted a table that looks like it's carved like from a single big fucking tree. Like a big tree.
Beautiful tree.
Some beautiful trees dead, ripped open so I could eat, you know, snack pack pudding in it on it. God.
Oh my.
It's more than a snack pack.
Holy shit.
Is he in the...
Oh, there you go.
Please stop. No, like I'll make...
A little morning squeaker.
We'll make a deal. We'll let you go free. Please leave.
Former election workers Shea Moss and Ruby Freeman have filed a second lawsuit.
Kaboom!
Against former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani.
Yeah. Oh, my God, Rudy. Please. So that fucking... Oh, stop it. Stick a highlighter pin in there.
Just days after the jury ordered Giuliani to pay them $148 million, the pair again have asked the court to sanction him. In the new lawsuit, Freeman and Moss asked the court for injunctive relief to permanently bar defendant Rudolph W. Giuliani.
Yes. For the love of God, Rudy.
From Rudy blew me off the page.
Jeez. That happens. That happens a lot. You probably got E. coli. I'm sorry.
Injunctive relief to permanently bar defendant Rudolph Giuliani from persisting in his defamatory campaign. So he won't shut the fuck up. It's the same thing Trump is doing.
That Rudy Giuliani has to go to jail. For him to be quiet, just like Donald Trump, right? That's the only way.
Rudy, the other day, Giuliani has alleged that the two former election workers rigged the vote for Biden. He continued to make the claims during his trial last week.
Yes.
He said, when I testify, the whole story will be definitively clear that what I said was true and that whatever happened to them, which is unfortunate about people overreacting. Everything I said about them is true.
I mean, God, I think I'm dying. We're all dying.
And then that was when he said, I'm going to go testify and you can hear everything. And then the next day he said, I'm not testifying.
God, that's no one cares. We just want you to keep that sphincter closed. If you could, Rudy, please.
So now lawsuit due, eh?
To yes. Get him to Part
shut
two.
The fuck up. Yeah.
Lawsuit number two.
Yeah. To get him to shut the fuck up.
Good
and
luck.
I think there's no way they're not going to sue Trump.
They have to. They will.
Because he's out there. He was out there saying their names at rallies and shit.
You know, at some point, I don't know. It just seems like something bad is going to happen if these people don't stop. I mean, you got to. At what point do you put Donald Trump in jail, or you just wait for his words to make more people do crazy shit?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, do I sound like a fascist?
What is this? There's a video.
For starters, less than an hour ago, we learned that attorneys for Ruby Freeman and Shea Moss filed a new complaint against Giuliani.
This is the great Ali Velshi also reporting. But I guess
right.
He says that, exactly what we were just talking about, that they may have...
Shea Moss in the aftermath of the election. This was the crowd in Valdosta, Georgia, at a Trump rally on December the 5th, 2020. Remember, this was after the election. What they're doing is watching the video, incorrectly purporting to show Moss and Freeman engaged in election fraud. And after that, this is what Trump said.
So, if you just take the crime of what those Democrat workers were doing, and by the way, there was no water main break. You know, they said there was no water main break. That's 10 times more than I need to win this state. 10 times more. It's 10 times, maybe more than that, but it's 10 times more because we lost by a very close number.
And beyond the scope of civil litigation, what's...
So, I mean, there, we have him on tape saying those Democrat workers.
Yes.
The crimes they were committing right there on tape.
The water main.
I don't remember the water main.
So that's what I'm...
There was one polling place somewhere that had to close for a while because a water main broke, or they said water main broke.
I don't remember. I really don't remember. Hey. I thought that, you know, when you say water main breaking, it seems like it might be I always think about the Mar-a-Lago thing. Right. Didn't the water main break at Mar-a-Lago?
Right, and just happened to probably fall into
that's obviously
their
not
server was.
The only thing water related I remember that the Democrats did to steal the election was they dumped all these ballots in a creek somewhere in New Hampshire or somewhere.
They're in a river.
God.
With Obama's footprints all around.
Yes.
So yeah, things not going well for Rudy. Tutti Rudy.
Right. Well, I mean, I kind of like why would Rudy stop? He obviously doesn't have $148 million, right?
No.
So they're just going to have to put the guy in jail to make him stop. Defaming.
What, Rudy?
Yes.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's a criminal offense. It's a civil offense.
No, I didn't think about it like that. I was thinking about it like they're saying defamation, but really what I think about is these people say these crazy things, making, you know, lunatic radicalized maggots do violence on their behalf.
Well,
this is a civil thing.
Actually said, you know, somebody should grab these women and throw them in jail or make them pay or something
right.
like that, then that might be actionable, but you know, I don't, this is just defamation.
Right.
Stochastic okay. terrorism.
Right.
Also in the news, thanks for listening, everybody. Look at this little blue past top of the hour here.
I'm Brian Fisher. Please listen to the Crab Diving Network.
Yeah, I don't remember.
He had that voice just like this.
I don't have any Brian Fisher drops.
But... he just sounded so stupid.
Also in the news.
He was like, you know, there's all these Republican, like conservative kind of media people that their life is talking about gay people to the point where it feels like that they're like closeted or something.
Sure.
And that is the OG of that movement. That's what I feel like. Like Brian Fisher is the original frustrated, homophobic, conservative broadcaster.
Well, yeah.
And that, you know, he there's a lot of people that are standing on his shoulders.
Yeah, I really can't find.
He was a real trailblazer. Without Brian Fisher, you wouldn't have Greg Locke. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. Brian seems to have vanished. I don't
right.
know.
That would be great.
Maybe he's not well.
Woo! Maybe he got sucked up in a time blip or some shit like that.
I guess once he lost his radio show, maybe.
Yeah, he was sad. He was sad, depressed.
Last stuff about him on Twitter was 2017.
Yes. Well, maybe he got out during COVID. Well, 2017. Well, that's before. I mean.
You know. Oh, he liked Trump. Shocker.
Wow.
Shocker. Brian Fisher was into Trump.
That's right. Well, I mean, he might be one of these Republicans now that hates. I wonder if he would be a DeSantis guy or a Trump guy. Probably a Trump guy.
Probably.
And he probably thinks like, you know, he would be anti-Biden for sure.
Yeah, really, like 8-9 years ago are the most lost recent references to him.
So yeah.
He may not be well because he was still kind of doing his own shit, you know, for...
Well, maybe he retired. I mean, he's in his 70s and he's like, maybe I'm going to retire from the, you know, hating on gay people game and get into something else. Maybe I'll do model trains or some shit like that instead of being Nazi 24/7. Probably model no Nazi trains.
No guarantees. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's never going to lose that.
Here they are loading the Jews in.
Well, yeah. And, you know, Rick Wiles.
Rick Wiles is coming over later.
Yeah. I mean, Rick Wiles retires. He'll still be anti-Semitic, you know.
Also in the news this wonderful Monday.
Shit.
This is National Black HIV AIDS Awareness Day. Now, what a lot of people don't know, and gay activists don't want you to know this, is that HIV AIDS is decimating the black population. Black males are the primary victims or the leading victims of HIV AIDS right now in our culture.
A little taste of Brian.
Gross. Why did you have to say it like that?
A little taste of Brian Fisher.
Hmm.
Do I sound like I'm in another room? Is this still happening?
Yeah.
Hello. Check.
Check. No, I hear you.
No.
What's wrong? Can't be this again. No, that's on.
Oh, I don't know. My mic is way down, maybe? Something
is somebody saying that...
This is a half hour ago, too. Sorry.
The show is fucked up or something? I test.
Oh.
You sound bad.
I just turned myself way up there.
Shit.
Sorry, everybody. I just saw that tweet. Thanks, David. Yeah, I don't know if my voice was really fucked up.
Shit.
So, in the news.
Yes.
We've got this, Alex Jones is in the news.
Oh, yes, that guy. What's he up to?
And apparently he is trying to make a payment strategy.
Okay.
For paying off the Sandy Hook victims.
Right.
Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, known for his InfoWars platform, has recently taken a significant step towards addressing the substantial legal judgments against him related to the Sandy Hook shooting.
Yeah.
Last year, Jones was ordered to pay nearly $1.5 billion for his false claims that Sandy Hook tragedy was a hoax.
Yes.
Which deeply affected the families of the victims.
Right. My mom said it sounded good from the beginning.
Oh, maybe it was, my levels were pretty low.
Yeah.
And I can hear myself better in my cans now too.
Yes.
Apologies. And I may have been off mic a little bit.
Right.
I'll thank you, David.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Jesus, too, for whatever.
I need to check X more frequently during the show.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But we're still on X, you know, because
why
the fuck not?
Has Elon tweeted anything about his sad... He's getting sued or some shit in the EU for doing a bunch of bullshit. He's probably sad. He's sad on X.
He doesn't give a fuck.
He doesn't give a shit. Psst. How the fuck is he getting sued in the EU?
Ryan, he's got all of those ideas bouncing around in his head. It's so difficult being him. Remember... He's still trying to comb the Rogan cum out of his eyebrows.
I got a serious question. How is it that Elon, Tesla, whatever the company is, he's getting sued, or SpaceX,
yeah,
whatever, Apple at times, Facebook... How does the EU sue them for certain things, but there's not parallel lawsuits going on in our country? I mean, if they're doing something wrong over there...
Because they have better laws over there.
Oh. What? Then can we have their loss? I mean, if so, whatever.
No, because we have Republicans and we have Elon Musk and people like him.
But the judgments
and the Musk dick riders.
But the judgments against these oligarchs in Europe sometimes are bigly as fuck.
Yeah.
But then nothing over here for us. I mean, that how is, you know what I mean? Like, if it's so bad over here, are our laws that shitty?
You little son of a bitch, socialist cocksucker.
You know, I wonder if...
that was, remember, at the time, the governor of Maine.
He sounds like Wish Darth Vader.
Calling a Democratic legislator in the state. That was the message he left.
You little cocksucker. And it was... I forget why. It was something kind of petty or something, or I don't know. He what's his name?
Paul LePage.
Paul LePage.
So yeah, Alex Jones though he has previously declared bankruptcy, is now initiating a process to settle his debts.
Okay.
On Friday, he proposed a detailed payment plan. In his 30-page submission, he offered to pay a minimum of $5.5 million annually.
That's it?
Divided among the plaintiffs. So it's not even each. It's $5.5 mil.
No.
Divided among the plaintiffs.
I want your house and your compound.
The plan includes a portion of his personal and annual income and a share of InfoWars revenue.
A share, bitch!
Get some of that horny goat weed.
No, a share. All of it. All of it.
Well, he's got employees. And
too shit. Bad. Hey, your boss should not have done all this shit to the Sandy Hook parents. That's whatever. Your employees are going to have to find another job, I would think.
The approach is projected to fulfill his financial obligations over a period of 10 years.
Fuck that.
How is 5.5 mil a year equal 1.5 billion?
I don't know. And fuck that.
That math ain't working out.
It's per the government. So the government can just, they made this, this judgment was made by a judge, right? A judge did this.
Yeah.
Alex, they can just take your shit, dude. They're just going to take.
No, it was a jury, was it? Or was it a judge? I don't remember.
But it was from a court.
Yes.
Just take his shit. Can they not just take his shit?
Well, he declared bankruptcy.
Why would that matter? That is not supposed to matter.
That's what rich people do.
No, I thought that kind of shit wasn't supposed to be. I thought bankruptcy couldn't be declared because you had a judgment against you.
Right, but every other creditor is fucked.
Well, whatever, but.
And now he's giving them numbers and saying, look, here's what I can pay.
Who cares what he. God, I mean, who cares what he says he can pay? Don't they have forensic accountants that look over people's shit?
And how many of the victims are there? Like, who's splitting this 5.5 mil?
You know,
I don't have that info.
I don't know, man. It's just fucked up because it's like these people lost their kids in this horrific fucking mass shooting. And then this guy made fun of the thing, which is bad enough.
Right.
But then he terrorized them after this horrific thing happened. And it's like, I can't even imagine that. Take his shit. Come on, pussies. Take his shit. What the fuck? My God. Doesn't the government just take people's shit in instances like this? Don't they? Your cars get seized?
Oh, that volcano erupted in Iceland. Finally.
Finally. Finally, boy. Shit.
There was an earthquake and then the volcano erupted in Reykjanes Peninsula.
Right. I don't know. Is that where they stabbed the pilot whales to death?
Now closer to the town of Grindavik near the Blue Lagoon. News is just breaking. Pictures are coming. The volcanic eruption starting. I thought they had evacuated Grindavik.
Yeah.
I thought we did that story a little bit ago.
You know what? I'm getting that mixed up with the Faroe Islands, with the pilot whales.
Those are the whale, the people.
Excuse me, my fault.
So I hope everyone's safe. And
how big is that volcano?
The one in Iceland? I don't know.
Can't you just
pour some cement over it?
No, listen.
What about a big hose?
You know what? This is where, you know, this is where, I think of something. Imagine this is where you get a writer's room together and you say, listen, assholes, we have a movie about a volcano that we got to wrap up in 15 minutes. In the last 15 minutes of the film, we have to stop this volcano. Think of some reasonable ways to do that. Go.
You can't. Right? It's just too significant.
No, you can't, because your brain says you can't. They're surely.
What can you do on that scale?
We got all this shit. I mean, let me tell you something. A lot, because the Earth is exploding at this point. We're not taking it seriously. Say it's a volcano. This shit happens. What are we going to do about it? What about drilling holes into the bottom of the fucking mountain to relieve some of the pressure so it doesn't explode? I mean,
the volcano erupted today following weeks of intense earthquake activity.
Yeah.
Fearing a significant outbreak on the peninsula, authorities had evacuated the nearly 4,000 inhabitants of the fishing town of Grindavik.
Woo!
And closed the nearby Blue Lagoon geothermal spa. That's a bummer. But geothermal.
Right. We know that there's these geothermal spots, but we celebrate them like this geyser at Yellowstone. It's not, and people look at this thing like it's fun. It's boiling water shooting up from the earth. We need to plug that shit before it turns into a volcano.
The peninsula in recent years saw several eruptions in unpopulated areas, but the current outbreak was believed to be to pose an immediate risk to the town.
What was that? Was it Rome or where was it? That horrible, horrible volcano it's Greece, right? Where people's images were burned into the fucking stone from the
Pompeii.
Pompeii. We've had ever since Pompeii to get this shit together about volcanoes and people just kicking it down the street. Oh, well, don't worry about it. The next guy can deal with it. We can't figure it out. We're too stupid. Shit.
There you go. Iceland. Hope everyone's okay.
I mean, I guess it's lava shooting up in the air. Shit.
Yeah. And ash.
Yes. All this bad shit. What about some sort of force field to go over the area that's being hit with the
we've got that technology,
man. We just don't know. Can't figure it out. Oh, well.
I don't know where. I thought there weren't supposed to be people there, but there appear to be a lot of pictures.
Yeah.
The newly opened fissure north of Grindavik, Iceland, appears to be much larger than in previous eruptions.
Right.
So it's not, I guess it's not necessarily like a big round explosion. It's like fissures opening up.
Oh, look, we can practice on this one. This little fissure's opening up. Get out the cement. Pour shit into that fucking hole. It's fissures.
Lava is shooting hundreds of feet into the air.
Great. Why don't we spray ice at it?
I don't know where this is, but this person says, that's the volcanic eruption that just started in Iceland. You can see it from my hotel room, and there's a picture. I don't know.
Oh, shit.
I don't. They can't be in Grindavik. I
guess we should have figured something out about these volcanoes. We didn't know.
Well, you can't.
Ah, yes. How do you know we can't?
It's like it's like the solar flares in the storms.
No.
It's not within
the solar flares from the sun. This is from our own. It's our house.
Yeah.
It's our house.
And do you know the forces involved?
Hey, Earthling, now we got we got human power.
We don't have that. Oh, okay.
We're going to nuke it.
Yeah.
Why can't... We should practice on Rudy and see what stops him. What if
you don't want Rudy near flames?
Bend over, Rudy. We're gonna see if this cement helps you. Maybe it'll help Mount some Vesuvius or whatever.
Pyro tornadoes from Rudy.
Yeah.
What do we got here? We got the time left here in the big show. Oh, this is typical.
Yes.
And this makes me crazy that this even was going on.
Okay.
Let Them Live.
Is this abortion?
An Indiana-based nonprofit forced birth group.
Nine!
Promised three women.
Okay.
Thousands of dollars in support.
Oh.
In contracts that a lawyer described as abusive.
Okay.
The group offers women financial assistance if they're considering having an abortion for economic reasons, not to pay for your abortion. They say, we'll help you. We'll help you raise this child.
You know, it's
as long as they sign a contract vowing to not terminate their pregnancy, which I don't know how
can you do that?
Binding that is.
You can't do that. There's no way. You can't sign a contract that says, if I have a baby, it violates his contract and you can sue me.
Well, it would be civil penalties, and I don't know what they would what they would sue them for.
Well, some gross ass fucking conservative fucknut would figure out how to do it.
The Business Insider spoke with a total of four women who were promised thousands of dollars by Let Them Live.
Yes.
And went on to carry their babies to term.
Right.
The anti-abortion group says it will pay three women $9,460 after a Business Insider investigation found that they had failed to pay them.
Oh, damages then.
In exchange for them agreeing to not have abortion.
Excuse me. You did not make good on this contract in a timely manner. My life was impacted in this way. I'm suing you for that time. God, where are these people coming from? Jeez.
Insider said it failed that the group failed to deliver 30,000 plus of support it had promised them for childcare, food, rent, and utilities.
Well, it makes sense because they're
leaving one of them considering suicide and another having to ask on Facebook for diapers.
Right. Because these people are consistent. These anti-choice fucks are consistent. They are cruel, they are mean, and they are fuck faces.
And get this, they were told.
Yes.
After they were 5 months pregnant. That their support would be cut.
Oh my God. So they
signed the contract, and then once they were past the legal limit in whatever state they're in.
Yeah, what state is this?
Investigation.
Investigation into the practices. Because you know what? There's more than this out there. There's more than these two people. I guarantee you. Dig into their shitty fucking books. Let's see what's up with them.
All the women said they were at least 5 months pregnant when they were told the support would be cut, meaning their options for abortions were narrowing. I felt conned into keeping this baby, said one of the women.
Yeah.
Let Them Live claims it has helped more than 700 women cancel their abortions since it was founded in 2019.
Then let's look into the 700 women they so-called help and see who they paid and promised to pay but didn't pay per contract. Because you know there's more.
Nathan Berning, the CEO and co-founder.
A man is in charge of this group.
Is an anti-abortion Christian couple. It's him and his wife. Who have deep connections to the conservative movement,
yes,
of course.
As a couple, you can fucking play tennis or hike together, do something fucking kayak.
He acknowledged multiple mistakes on the group's part and told Business Insider it was looking into the cases of women not getting what they were pledged.
No, go to jail, you fuck.
He said the group is auditing its finances. We have a better process to ensure that something like that doesn't happen again.
Boy, I tell you what, if I'm the Justice Department over there or whoever does this, I'll be like, no, we have our own process and we're taking care of it. Because you know these fucks are dirty as shit. You know they're dirty as shit.
After they were 5 months pregnant, these motherfuckers then said, oh, by the way,
I think it would be
going to get a lot less than we told you.
Yes. Oh, how about nothing? And then you know what's probably eye-opening? You look at all these places that this bullshit abortion services kind of, you know, these faith-based bullshit businesses that are out there.
Right, right.
That don't offer any medical care. It would be interesting to look into their books just in general. Because I'm saying if you're anti-choice and you hate women that much, I would not be surprised if you're not, if you're breaking the law in other ways. You know they are.
A new poll came out. And Biden's approval numbers are shit.
What in the fuck?
Kamala's approval numbers are shit, even Jeez. Though, no offense, I don't know what she's doing.
Well,
she's really one of the least visible vice presidents in a while. Am I crazy?
No, it's probably an issue, too. It's an issue with Biden, and I think that's why his approval rating is shit, because nobody knows what they're doing, and they're doing all this infrastructure that's not going to come to fruition for years.
Right. And I don't mean she's not doing anything. I mean, she's not being covered by the big media at all, really.
Well, I the media is busy doing what they did in the other elections. They're covering the end of democracy like it's a fucking horse race.
And people are don't like his immigration. They think Joe Biden is bad on immigration.
Guess what?
And
everyone,
inflation, even though inflation has been going down, and
yes,
we know, we've done stories that 60-70% of the inflation is greed, is pure and simple.
Yes.
They were able to jack the prices
it's
up
lies.
During the COVID. They loved all the money fountaining down on them, and they did not lower their prices to the pre-COVID.
Wow. Yes.
Faux scarcity. We learned later that some of these corporations weren't truthful about not being able to deliver stuff. So we're going to have to raise prices.
Yeah.
And then they all had record profits.
Right, right. They're not going to fall back. Once you give these people something, they're not going to be like, okay, we don't need it anymore. I mean, you know, that's ground they gained, I guess.
So a new Monmouth poll released today has revealed Americans' least favorite leader in Congress.
Oh, it's Matt Gaetz. Oh, it's Kevin McCarthy.
But all of them, every single member of Congress, maintains underwater approval ratings.
Least favorite.
According to the poll, this one person, only 6%.
Jesus.
Of adults say they approve of this person's job performance.
Oh, see, this is tough. 6%.
60% saying they actively disapprove.
George Santos.
34% saying no opinion.
Okay. 60% actively disapprove.
And this person, when you separate it by party, is the only one with a net negative approval rating, even in his own party.
Oh, interesting. Even within his own party. So we're talking about Kevin McCarthy, right?
Current.
Oh,
I mean, he's still in Congress. I forgot about that. So it could be,
ouch.
But it's not him.
Ouch, Kevin. Damn. Sorry, man. We forgot you were still there, stupid shit. Oh, Mike Johnson?
Mitch McConnell.
Oh, Turtle Man.
6% approval rating.
That is not bad, Mitch, for who you are. That's not bad. That's something.
That's like him. They must have called Elaine.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's about it.
Elaine, you know, shove the sides of his cheek apart and make him smile a little bit.
And that's down from 12% in July.
I don't understand. If someone asked me, is like, do you approve of the job Mitch McConnell's doing? And I would be like, are you shitting me? Of course not.
Schumer has a 21% approval rating.
Well, that's the Israeli blank check thing.
But 48%
so
in the party.
Yeah.
And only 18% disapprove of him in the party.
Yeah.
On the House side, Speaker Mike Johnson has a 17% approval rating.
Wow, my God, damn, that is great. You need to, boy, I think you should give your publicity people blowjobs for Christmas, because I don't even understand. He nearly broke 20%. That's amazing.
But Hakeem Jeffries only has a 21% approval rating.
Why?
With 22% disapproving, 56% having no opinion. I don't know how, I think partisans are saying that they don't have an opinion, maybe, like, of the other person.
They just don't know that person. That's what it is. Nobody knows who Hakeem Jeffries is.
So the overall congressional approval is 17%. 17% of the country
That's not bad.
Approves of this Congress. How could you?
Yeah, I mean, they can't keep the lights
I'm
on.
I'm amazed it's that much. Right. Who approves of this?
Yeah, who likes this? I mean, and also, let's be real for a second. I mean, again, we're talking about the reason Congress is fucked up, or the House, is the Republicans. Okay?
Right.
So I'm not going to both sides of this shit. It's you guys, you dumb fucks. You pieces of shit. That's where the disapproval comes from. You can't do anything. You literally can't. You can't even. You won't even. Mike, you won't even turn over the tapes from January 6th to the FBI that they already have. You want to blur your constituents' faces out first, which seems like a crime. No, no, I approve of you. Good job. Matt Gaetz.
That was my first thought, but
right,
that's us.
Yeah, and people love him here, so they love him. They love him so much. 60% to 40 something, right?
Yeah.
Didn't he win by 20%?
Yeah, he had 2/3 of the vote.
I am always surprised, and you know, I remember when the original allegations broke about him. I went and did comedy about it because I thought it was amazing and I thought everybody would know about it and everybody would be talking about it. But nobody really gave a shit about it. So I did something like, hey, give it up. Hey, clap if you voted for Matt Gaetz. And everybody claps like, geez, how do you feel about your judgment skills?
I love him.
At this point. Oh, yeah. Yeah. See, it's like I'm not reading the crowd correctly. Start goose stepping. God.
We have also in the news.
I mean, Tommy Tuberville, Tuberfuck, he hasn't contributed in a positive way to the opinion of Congress, correct?
No, I would suggest the opposite.
Jim Jordan, maybe? What's Jim Jordan done for us lately?
Nothing. He's a bomb thrower.
That's right.
Even Boehner hated him, right? I mean, Boehner was like, This guy has zero desire to do good for the country. He just wants to go in and destroy everything.
What about Boebert? Is she helping the opinion or hurting the opinion of Congress? Positively, negatively.
Well, I mean, if you're into friendly encounters in live theaters.
You know what I bet? I bet that Ticketmaster saw like a boom in sales.
You think Beetlejuice got?
Yes, absolutely. Because I didn't even know that. I didn't even know that musical existed.
Theaters making a little extra money.
Hell yes, they are
charging $20 a sniff for that seat.
Yeah, in fact, I mean, Boebert's a whole act. It's like our sales are down. Let's invite her back and have her do the same thing again. People loved it. I mean, they didn't love it, but they sure talked about it a lot. We got a lot of free advertising.
An appeals court today rejected a bid by former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows to have his Georgia election interference case moved to federal court.
Buried upon the back fucking pages. Do you know what I mean? Not a lot of people talking about this. A former Chief of Staff of the fucking president. Jeez.
Lawyers for former President Donald Trump went on the offensive today, issuing a filing with Georgia Judge Scott McAfee, asking that the charges against Trump be dropped because they violate, quote, his core political speech.
Gross.
In the federal election interference case, meanwhile, Trump's lawyers asked an appeals court to reconsider their ruling last month that let stand the gag order prohibiting Trump from speaking about witnesses, prosecutors, and courtroom staff, saying that the ruling conflicts with decisions by the Supreme Court.
Yes, it violates his core political speech, which is basically what we've heard on this show is him quoting Hitler. Okay.
In Meadows' case, the three-judge appeals court panel rejected his attempt to have his case moved to federal court. The judges said the events giving rise to this criminal action were not related to Meadows' official duties. That's that's killing the argument, right? I mean, and that's the argument that SCOTUS has agreed to hear.
Yeah.
That ridiculous argument. That if it's somehow related to his duties, it's okay if he commits crimes.
Right, right. Well, what did anyone ask him if he had that binder? Remember the binder with the raw intelligence from Russia? Sure, Russia, Russia. Does he have it?
No.
Well, he took it.
No, they FedExed it straight to Moscow.
Cassidy Hutchinson said that she thought
Meadows had it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Left with it and brought it to mailbox to like a UPS store.
God. So Meadows, who had appealed the ruling by the district court that said we're not moving it, argued he could not be tried in state court because the actions he undertook to overturn the 2020 election results were part of his official federal duties.
Oh, were they? These crimes?
He's been charged with two felonies, violating the Georgia RICO Act and solicitation of violation of oath by public officer.
You know, the good news about this, Mark, this is what you got to think about. If your boss wins, you will be out of jail, you will be fine, and you will be back in the White House. That's something to think about, you know?
Uh-huh.
All these people, that's why it's like, these people that are testifying against Trump, I wonder if they think about what if he wins? If he wins, they're going to come after these people for testifying against. Yeah. But if he wins,
they're going to have to get out of Dodge.
And they don't, though. They don't sing. Then they'll get out of jail. Why would they be there?
It's a gamble.
And even if it's just, you know, this whole bullshit that people say, well, he can't pardon state crimes. Excuse me. That guy can, if he's elected again, he will do whatever the fuck he wants to do.
He'll invoke the Insurrection Act. He'll wait. He'll do something horrible. There will be protests in the streets. And he'll say, yep, here's our Insurrection Act. That's what the plan was after January 6th.
Right. But, you know,
that's what Mikey Flynn wanted him to do.
But, you know, you'd have to. But why would you have to invoke the Insurrection Act to do the shit he says he's doing? You literally don't even have to do that. You just do it because.
I think there's a rumor that George Santos may do Dancing with the Stars.
Are you doing that character on Umbrella Academy or? I heard a rumor.
I heard a rumor. No, there's a rumor. There's rumors out there that it's George maybe.
Hey man, Dancing with the Stars. What other fucking fascist are you gonna put on there? Hey, let him do a theme dance. That's good. Give him a baby that he doesn't know anything about and have him do a tango with it. Yeah. Maybe he can watch. He can do an act with a dog. Who the fuck would have him on? He stole money from people trying to pay for operations for their dog that were trying to save. People were trying to save their pets, and he told them he would help them, and he took their money. Okay, he can do the tango on Dancing with Stars.
You're right.
Maybe he can dance with Rick Perry.
Tucker was on Dancing with the Stars, you recall.
That's right. Shame.
This is not going to go over well.
Okay.
The Pope.
Yes.
You know, that guy in the funky outfit in Rome.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
He's in charge of all the Catholics.
Oh, yes.
Formerly approved letting Catholic priests bless same-sex couples.
Oh, I saw it. Yes.
No, wow. It's not marriage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, we're getting there. It's progress.
But he's allowing them to cast whatever their special magic
is. Thank you, Pope. Really, thank you for not putting us in the Iron Maiden anymore, is what people would say to that. Who cares? Fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself! This is bullshit!
While the Vatican statement was heralded by some as a step toward breaking down discrimination in the Catholic Church, some LGBTQ advocates warned it underscored the church's idea that gay couples remain inferior to heterosexual partnerships.
And by the way, thanks for all the homophobia earlier, right? And all the persecuting gay people earlier. But now they get the magic. Go, you can, hey, Popey, you can take that magic. Shove it up your dumb dickhole. Who gives a fuck? Fuck you. Bless this motherfucker.
The document from the Vatican's Doctrine Office elaborates on a letter Francis sent to two conservative cardinals that was published in October. In that preliminary response, Francis suggested such blessings could be offered under some circumstances.
Oh, thank you.
If the blessings weren't confused with the ritual of marriage.
Show me the money. If you want to make good with people that you previously persecuted, empty out the vault of gold you sit upon in that Vatican. Anything else is magical bullshit. Go fuck yourself.
The new document repeats that condition and elaborates on it, reaffirming that marriage is a lifelong union between a man and a woman. And it's
lifelong. Wow, that's you might want to rewrite that one.
And it stresses that blessings in question must not be tied to any specific Catholic celebration or religious service, and should not be conferred at the same time as a civil union ceremony.
Listen, you fucking wacko. What do you, child you get a drive-by? Fucks. It's insane.
The priest can drive by and make the sign of the cross, and that's it?
I don't want a blessing from people that hide priests that have molested children.
Moreover,
I don't give a fuck about your blessing.
The blessings cannot use set rituals or even involve the clothing and gestures that belong in a wedding.
I'll do it. Give me the outfit. I'll do it. Fuck you. I'm going to bless everybody in all the outfits and the gestures. This is the dumbest thing. Go fuck yourself. I mean, think about it. Think of all the persecution the Catholic Church has done since the beginning of time. You know what I mean?
This is not the first time Francis has worked to open the church to the LGBTQ plus community. Some say it's too much. Others say it's not enough. Last month, the Vatican said it is permissible under certain circumstances for trans people to be baptized as Catholics and to serve as godparents.
Oh, thank. Wow. Ooh, how generous, Popey.
Months after becoming Pope, Francis said, who am I to judge?
Yes.
When it comes to the sexual orientation of priests.
Who am I to judge? End of statement, motherfucker. How's that?
And earlier this year, the Pope said in an interview with AP,
yes,
criticizing laws criminalizing homosexuality, being homosexual is not a crime.
Way, yay! Good job, dumb fuck! Being gay isn't a crime, everybody, says the Pope. Thank you, Popey!
And we all know what effect that will have on the evangelical community in the South.
You know, they don't care. They won't care.
Of course not. They think he's the devil, right?
Absolutely.
Like he's the Antichrist or something.
I mean, and this Pope guy has a fucking God complex.
He is infallible.
Yes. I mean, really, Popey, think about what it must have been like when you were a kid or whatever to be gay. And then you grow up in this world where you're gay, where the church, all these religions torture you and people beat you and shit. And all of a sudden, after all these years, this old half deaf white fuck waddles out in a dress and says, you know what? In certain circumstances, we can bless you now. Go fuck yourself. It is insanely funny though. There's something. Yeah, it's funny. Here's the blessing.
Sprinkling the holy water on you.
What did the Catholic Church used to do to gay people? What have they done to gay people throughout history? I can't imagine.
In their own ranks or?
Well, that's a good point. Thank you. The Catholic Church blesses you. The same Catholic Church that helped the Nazis. That same Catholic Church can go fuck itself.
Most disturbing problems in our world today is human trafficking, and particularly the trafficking of children. Our future is our children. Now, the first step in eradicating this crime is awareness. Go see Sound of Freedom.
Who is he?
Mel Gibson.
Oh, my. I was going to guess Chuck Woolery.
I was looking for Mel Gibson because he can't be happy, right?
Are there any other quotes?
This decision from the Pope.
Are there any other quotes, Mel Gibson?
But aren't they torn? Because Catholics are supposed to believe that the Pope is speaking for God and
yes.
is infallible. His pronunciations are infallible.
Right.
So how does the good little Catholic like Mel Gibson justify? Because, you know, he hates Francis. He hates this liberalization of the church.
Does he hate gay people? Of course.
Sure, probably.
So he won't care. He will continue to be a dickhead because it was never about the religion with this guy. It's about being a bully and being an asshole, right? And being a crazy, radicalized bigot, whatever the fuck he's saying.
I think that's just in his DNA.
I don't think he's going to have trouble. I'm thinking about the guy that left those choice voicemails for his girlfriend that he has a baby with or whatever. That guy?
He hopes she gets raped by a pack of N-words?
Yeah, the guy that said that isn't going to be bothered by what the Pope says. Because the Pope's bullshit doesn't mean anything.
Like those tits. Get rid of them. They're ridiculous.
That right, right. Who was the Nazi? Ratzenberger, right?
The previous one. Yeah,
that
guy
is more Mel Gibson speed. Not this guy.
Oh, yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, they don't like these crazy Catholics are not really happy with the liberalization.
You know what's funny to me? I wish we had a video of this Pope in his meeting with his, I don't know who this guy meets with before they go and announce this shit. Like, was he like, I think it is time to bless gay people or whatever the fuck. They're like, I don't know, Pope, maybe not, maybe so. I mean, did they argue and then come to a decision? It's like, we can't approve gay marriages, but we can indeed bless them.
Yeah, what does that mean?
We can only bless gay people.
But you can't do the rituals. And you can't. How do you bless people without your magic spells?
I don't know. I
don't understand.
Right, right. And meanwhile, yes, I don't know. It's just a vile fucking organization. And it's I hate that they... Like, who covers this Pope like he's serious?
What do you mean? He is serious.
No, he's not.
He's the leader of one of the major religions on the planet.
If he was serious about...
Define serious.
Seeing gay people as equal people under, quote-unquote, God's eye or whatever he does. If he was serious about being Christ-like, he would marry gay people, right?
I would suggest that, but he probably does feel that way, but he politically can't.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they'll John Paul I him.
You know who's... Right. Yeah. What is that? He got shot, right?
No. He died after 33 days
as
Pope.
Who's the Pope that got shot? There was one, right?
That was JP II.
Oh, okay.
He survived.
Is that the one that Jude Law played?
No, Jude Law just played a generic.
Oh, he was John Paul, though.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was. His character's name.
It wasn't John Paul, I don't think.
Right, he was. I swear to God, I thought he was. I think John Malkovich was the best Pope, easily, and he's better than this. This guy sucks.
John Malkovich was amazing.
this guy sucks.
In that series. But so was Jude Law.
Right, they were both... No, I would say...
It was a great series.
John Malkovich is the best Pope, close second Jude Law. And then I don't know who.
Jude Law played the disruptive Pope Pius XIII.
Yes.
With Diane Keaton as his confidant, Sister Mary.
Right.
The young Pope.
Well,
then the second, the sequel was with Malkovich.
You know, it's funny. I always thought that's like, geez, you know, this is really creative casting. If he's playing John Paul, I mean,
no.
I think Jude Law
is fictional.
It's a little.
It's that Italian guy with the nuns dancing in stripper outfits and stuff. I mean,
It's like these guys waddle out in these fucking outfits and say a bunch of bullshit, and the press is like, he's blessing gay people.
It's also bizarre.
So what?
In 2024, almost.
All we should think about.
This guy still has all that power.
If I was president, I'd have a meeting. I'd say, you know what bothers me? This Pope guy, all they've done is hide child molesters. Their whole fucking, it's their whole thing, the Vatican. And they got all that money. What in the fuck is that about? Heist movie right there.
It's one of their side gigs, but yeah.
Their side gig. Their only gig is that pile of gold in the basement.
Don't forget all the colonization that they were behind.
Yeah. You know, they,
all the European colonization had the Catholic Church basically behind it until Henry VIII decided that he wanted to fuck somebody else. And they wouldn't give him a divorce. So he's like, fuck you. I'm going to make my own church.
Yeah. That's what Trump's going to do. Well, Trump is the own church. He is church for these people.
Meanwhile, out of the sovereign Christian dictatorship of Texas.
Hogan!
U.S. Republican Governor Greg Abbott today signed into law sweeping new powers.
Nine!
Allowing police to arrest migrants
who
cross the border illegally.
Yes.
And giving local judges the authority to order them to leave the country, which will be probably violating United States immigration laws.
Yes.
And Texas is going to say, fuck you, we don't care.
Wait a second. He's saying law enforcement can go over the border.
The cops can, not over the border, but the cops can, because right now regular popo can't.
Oh, they can't police the border.
Right, right. And they can't arrest people for not being citizens.
Can I say something here? I just want to add this one thing to whatever, to Governor. I don't know if your cops, it's necessarily that's the best call, because if you want them to actually do shit, because if I remember correctly, in, what was it, Valdez? Where was it? Uvalde. Do you remember Uvalde? There was a mass, I don't know if you remember this. In Uvalde, there was a school and they had a mass shooting.
Yes.
And this, there was a kid with a gun, right?
Yes.
Holed up in a room with an automatic rifle or some shit.
He was walking through the school. He wasn't even holed up.
But how many shooters were there? 15 or something? That's why they couldn't go in? Or was it just one?
Him.
There was just one.
But there was only one. But there were only 400 of them.
There was one. And children bleeding out in a school children. We don't talk about this enough. They were bleeding out. And there were 3 million cops. Just right there. And they didn't do shit. And they didn't do jack shit. And they had all their military toys on and all their guns and all their fucking bullshit. And parents of children that were in there tried to go rescue their kids, and the cops wouldn't let them in. In fact, they put them in cuffs.
Opponents have called the measure the most dramatic attempt by a state to police immigration since the 2010 Arizona law, which was called by critics the Show Me Your Papers bill.
Oh, my God.
That was largely struck down by the U.S. Supreme Court.
Yes.
This Texas law is also likely to face swift legal challenges. Immigration enforcement is a federal responsibility, but Texas Republicans have increasingly blurred those boundaries under President Biden, saying his administration isn't doing enough to stop people from entering the country illegally.
Well, let me tell you something. Just hold on for Trump's, because there won't be any swift legislation stopping any of this shit, because the courts won't fucking matter, and he can do whatever they want. He can do whatever the fuck he wants at the border.
The new law signed by Abbott allows any Texas law enforcement officer to arrest people who are suspected of entering the country illegally.
Suspected?
What is it going to be like to be Hispanic in Texas now?
Well, let's
walking down the street. You're fifth generation here.
Jesus
you're born
Christ.
Here. Your parents were born here. Your grandparents were born here. Everybody's a citizen. Yet you know these fucking fascist goose-stepping Texas cops are hard as a rock over the possibility of grabbing every brown person they see on the street.
And these fucks, all those fucking cops that were probably getting some overtime for being in Uvalde, they're going to get overtime at the border for doing nothing. This is what they love. It's about the money, right? Because it'll be more shifts. It'll be cops making more money. Cops tossing cars, stopping people, seizing assets.
Once in custody, they could either then agree to a Texas judge's order to leave the country or be prosecuted on misdemeanor charges of illegal entry. Migrants who don't comply could face arrest again under more serious felony charges. Legal experts have called the measure a violation of the U.S. government's purview over immigration enforcement.
I mean,
so here we go again.
Yes.
States' rights. Where have we heard that before?
Well, yes.
It's about states' rights.
Yeah, man. It's terrifying. I mean, if Donald Trump is elected again, it's not just us. We're not the only ones fucked. The whole fucking planet. God.
We gotta get out of here. We'll be back on Wednesday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. The dog just came in here.
Yeah, yeah,
she knows the outro, and when I start it, she comes in and gets excited. She's like, I'm glad she's here, so you can stop yelling now. What was I talking about? I don't know. Buying shit through the crabdiving.com/Amazon link. It helps us out. See what Ryan's doing at Rated R Comedy on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and X. Or RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or X or Instagram at Vile Experience. Also, freaking Vile.
We'll be back on Wednesday. Have a good one, everybody. Boo boo.
Fuck you, folks.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/Crab Diving. And on Twitter and Instagram at Crab Diving.